Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is mightily moving. Yes, He is. He loves us and He cares for us. And great things are happening because the Lord our God is our God. This is a day that we need to respond to the living love of God like never before. This weekend I thought about power. You know, the source of power. To us, it's in the love of God. When I first asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people, because I was afraid that I would do something stupid and misrepresent Jesus and make a mess. And I felt, when I used to study the Word of God, the Lord would tell people what to do. He would set them up to win, and then they would fail. He would set them up to win, give them clear instructions, and they'd do the opposite. And I'm like, why? Why won't they just obey what God say do? The Word of God gives us a God's eye view, and God is right. And it takes faith to see Him through the camouflage of the world. If you can trust the Lord, if you can take Him at His word and obey Him, you always overcome the world. You know, I think about all the things that happen, the amazing stories of God. There are people who go forward in God and do what God said to, like David and Gideon. Some people needed prompting and encouragement, but once they got on board with God's will, they did it perfectly. So men can't do a perfect work. They can't do what God say do. And doing what God said do says do, to, when you do things that God say do, you become powerful as He is, because you're acting on His faith. You're acting on His word. You're doing what's in His heart. And it always overcomes the world. This is why your faith overcomes the world. The world can't do nothing with your faith. Satan can't do nothing with your faith. Powerful militaries can't do nothing against your faith. You can stop them and all their mighty weapons. You can detach Satan from the lives of men, and they'll get their bearings back. When people are demonized, they're not thinking right. They're being seduced. They are deceived. They're in rebellion. Sometimes all at the same time. And they're not thinking clear. And they're baited. But when you remove Satan, the Lord taught me this. He said, when you remove Satan, men are not that hard to deal with. The giants in Canaan land, they were afraid of Joshua. They were afraid of what happened in Israel. See, what happened in Egypt didn't just stay in Egypt. It was broadcast to every nation. Egypt used to trade with all the nations. And they got representatives all the time. People coming from Egypt all the time, every day. The Hebrews got to Canaan land, the Canaanites were afraid of them. Very afraid. They had heard what happened in Egypt. The gods that destroyed Egypt, the gods of the Hebrews destroyed Egypt. They were in fear. And all Joshua had to do was drive them out. And see, if man don't do something, God stops. He can't. Jesus put it this way. He said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. If Satan is active in your life, stop him. You have the covenant. He don't. Satan don't have a right to attack your body and make you miserable. You stop him at your will, and you make him miserable. See, it shames him when you win. It shames him when you stay in covenant. When you look at God. When you observe what God is doing. it shames him to the core. You made a show of him openly. It's like you got him tied up and you put him on a float and parade him through all the streets. Everybody see how weak he is. When you win, you make a show of Satan openly. And his demons, they make themselves look bad. They make themselves look mean. They are mean. But they make themselves look powerful, but they're not powerful at all. Demons, all demons have that in common. They make themselves look powerful. If you believe it, they are powerful to you. But when you look at Jesus, they're declassified. They are stripped. When you're looking at Jesus and then look at the devil, he's very small. He's a runt. And people are going to wonder, is this what messed up all the nations and caused all this disaster? And he's a runt. And then they're going to know that they been dealing with a sorry, no good runt. Glad I didn't say what I had in my mind. But the deal is this: you have the covenant, Satan don't. So where's the power? The power is in your love for God. You love God. And only people who I've noticed, only the people who love God, only the people who love God, only the people who love God from the heart, they get the revelation. They no matter what happens in their life, they mount up because they have the love of God. So that's where your power is. Now, when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, I was just trying not to make a bigger mess than I was about to make. The Lord helped me stand one day. He helped me do what's right. He strengthened me. And I learned a lot of principles from that. I was relying on my strength. You know, a lot of preachers are cocky. A lot of young men are cocky. They're excited about Jesus, and there's power in that. But you have to... You can't rely and trust your strength. You have to trust God's strength. You have to trust God's word and act on his word. You can't look at your power and might anymore, even if you have it. If you're wealthy, don't look at your wealth. If you're witty, don't look at your wit. If you've been trained and you're educated, don't look at that either. Every case, look at the Lord. He may use your wit and power and education. That's fine. Let him do it. But let him do it. You use his strength, and you'll always win and be appropriate and authentic. But if I try to motivate people to do my will, that's not perfect. It's not authentic, and it's not going to work. As wonderful as it may sound, and men can make their idea sound over the top, but it's not going to work because it's not the same as the plan of God. The plan of God is perfect. It leaves no one out. You know, men can be satisfied with a little bit and think they've done a lot, but God is looking at greater things. See, if you do things God's way, you're on the path to learn greater things. If you trust God, you're not going to stay the same. You're going to learn more. Things you didn't know before. And you're going to operate in his strength in a greater way. And that's what makes the day. You're going to be able to do what you've not been able to do. You're going to be able to see what you've not seen. You're going to be able to be appropriate. And you're going to learn what you can't learn any other way. That's where the power is. Your power, your might is in first loving God. Because your love attaches you to the might. When the spirit of might, Your love attaches you to God. Your love attaches you to God, just like your fears attach you to Satan. When Adam got in pride, he also got in fear. He got in pride and ate off the tree that God told him not to eat of. And then he got in fear because he did it. So everybody that gets in pride also gets in fear, and fear is an attachment to the world. But when you act on the word of God, you break through. The love of God helps you break through. The love of God helps you break through. And when you break through, you see more. When you trust God, you're living in His strength. And this is a day that we need to do it. I don't look weaponized, but I got weapons all over me. I've got all kind of weapons. They could strip me down. They won't find a gun. They won't find a sword. But I'm weaponized because I have faith in God. And what I bind on earth is bound in heaven. What I loose on earth is also loosed in heaven. And I can tell Satan he can't do what he wants to do. And it works every time. I have 100% success when I stop the gunfights. The Lord taught me, when you remove Satan, men are not that hard to deal with. I remove Satan. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And this happened. This went on for 6 years. This is my way of life. This is how I had to live. When I heard ambulances, I'd pray for people's safety. I would pray for the people in need. I knew that something happened against somebody. And the Lord honors faith. Now in ministry, ministry is warfare. Sometimes preachers get hurt, killed, or wounded in battle. And I take authority for my family. I take authority for my life. But all the years that I was interceding for other people's lives, and some of them probably deserve to die, but God is good that way. He loves drug dealers just like He loved me. He loved people that's on drugs just like He loved His own child. And Jesus paid for their sins too. He wants them saved. You know, delaying a man's death is good because now he has a chance to get his bearings. Some of the people that I interceded for ended up doing greater things. One of the guys that I saw in several gunfights ended up being a policeman. And in order to, you know, something happened that changed his course. But God loves us all. We have hope. I met one of the guys that was in the gunfight, and I was able to tell him about it. I didn't tell him what I was doing. I told him what happened. And he was so amazed. We talked for 2 hours that day. And I love God, and I love His people. And he started seeking the Lord. He, you know, things happen when you follow God. People, today a person may be doing wrong, but if they have more time, they may or may not choose God. They may choose a better course. Some of the preachers that we love today did the same things. Some were on a path to hell. And Satan, when you're in the world, Satan will try to aggravate your life, to mar your life so you'll never be a threat. Some of the most anointed people are in jail right now because the enemy was afraid of their potential and used other people to get them out of his way. They killed somebody in self-defense, or they were out there in the wrong, they were at the wrong place, wrong time, and got arrested. Some of them are even innocent. but they got in trouble and they got life sentences. And they are intercessors now. Because, see, your faith is not, you can't put faith in jail. People that's in jail, they've been done wrong, but they can still intercede and pray for the country. They can pray for their loved ones. And the Lord is so powerful. He will honor their faith. And He'll honor your faith. The way a man is in his heart, so is he. So if you have the faith of God in your heart, you are powerful. You're as powerful as God is because He's backing you. You have Holy Ghost backing. You have angelic backing. You have God backing. You have His word. You have covenant. When Abraham offered up his only begotten son, and his only begotten son was willing, God made a covenant that could not be broken, and He made sure that His only begotten son would be sacrificed, and He did, and He was willing for us. And now we can say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and the whole zone of hell tremble when we say it in faith. I don't play with foot soldiers. I tell Satan to stop his operation and the whole thing shuts down. I never said demon of murder, you can't kill that person. I said Satan, stop it in Jesus' name. The whole thing stop. Why? Because God backed me. Because I said something and I believed it. Because I had just, when I started this, I listened to the Believer's Authority, or the Authority of the Believer's tape by Kenneth Hagin. I had the tape set. Mr. Austin let me use it. And I listened to it for a month, every day, over and over again. It was about 6 tapes, maybe 8, I don't know. But I listened to all of them over and over, and it got in my heart. And when the word is in your heart, faith is in your heart. When faith is in your heart, you're weaponized. If you receive that word and embraced it, then you believe it. And then you can, when you speak it, it works. And Satan don't have a snowball's chance in hell. He can't go beyond your faith. That's just the way it is. But God loves us, and it's all about the love of God. It's not about how fantastic it seems. It's not about the power. Your name is written in heaven. Jesus said, don't rejoice because demons are subject to you. Rejoice because your name is written in the book of life. And if your name is written in the book of life, and you're in covenant with God, you have what you need right now. And if you got what you need, why are you worrying? You don't have to worry. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to cry. You don't have to surrender. Ever. Because the love of God is with you. And you are protected. You are blessed in Him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. And you're going to have your own testimonies as you walk in the Word. And the Lord's going to back you too. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.